content warnings and transcripts can be found in the episode description.
Good morning, Siren Hills. This is your principal speaking, and might I say, what a boring day we have ahead of ourselves, is what I would be saying if this were not in fact one of the worst days we have been forced to experience in recent memories. Yes, the lights in the hallways have been flickering at an unsteady tempo, not unlike an erratic heartbeat, and the lockers throughout the academy have been kept well fed. And on any other day, I would jump at the opportunity to reward the diligent hall monitors who have made this happen. But we were recently visited by the superintendent of the school district, and the staff have been doing damage control ever since their departure. Yes, it is already that time again, students. A period of time that all who are unlucky enough to witness must bear the unrelenting horrors of the threat it poses to our very existence. But there is no need to panic just yet. I will be taking this morning to warn you of what to look out for and what parts of the school have been rendered off limits until further notice, so that you can remain relatively safe and unaffected. But I warn, the following is not for the faint of heart. Now, let us make haste with the morning announcements. Matter of the drinking fountains, especially those just outside the lunch hall. We had accounts from students that on the very day the superintendent visited, the usual blood available from the fountains had spontaneously turned to water, and it has not since turned back on its own. Ms. Mistletoe has been working non-stop with her coven of school caretakers to re-establish the building's blood flow. But as we currently do not know when that will happen, we have set up some temporary measures for the vampires among us, as well as any students who otherwise rely on the school's fountains for general sustenance. That should suffice for the meantime. If you visit Nurse Ferratu in the school infirmary, you will be able to request a blood pack to take with you at any point in the day. And until everything is back to normal, you will be able to excuse yourself from your classes and get one for yourself during any one of your periods. Since we are pulling from the reserves we have built up in case of emergencies, each student who claims a pack will only be able to do so once a day. So make a good use of your blood, students. More recently, you all may have noticed that most of the objects in the school have only been working intermittently, or have stopped working altogether. I don't have much else to say about this, students. Many objects within the school have just ceased their regular functions. Some of the stairs have taken odd shapes that are neither linear nor ascending. The eyes in the portraits throughout the academy sit unsettlingly still, no longer following your every move as you pass them. The classroom doors no longer open with the mere thought, "I have been trapped in this office since yesterday evening." One bright side to this is that I have gotten through a lot of paperwork that I would have typically given to the vice principal. I believe this problem should also be solved once the school starts to feel better, but for now, everyone will be expected to navigate the building manually. Fortunately, only the enchantments placed on the school seem to have been affected, not the electronics, so the projectors, elevators, stair lifts, and even the speakers you are listening to my voice through are in full working condition. Perhaps the greatest thing you should all be wary of is the first and second floor hallway in the building's east wing. The lovely brisk chill that would usually accompany a walk through the corridors has been replaced with a temperate breeze that smells vaguely of jasmine and lavender, and there is a soft, warm light permeating the area, though the source cannot be determined. As a matter of fact, the entire area has become a self-sufficient ecosystem capable of providing plants with the perfect living conditions. We know this because it did help to make the decorative sharpened bramble patches grow to sizes never before seen. But then they slowly transformed into well-manicured, sculpted hedges depicting the joyous community members of Lockheed. I had hoped that we could have enjoyed one good thing from the superintendent's visit. However, just as anyone who has had the dissatisfaction of meeting her could have predicted, even this act of generosity was spoiled by amicable intent. More importantly, whatever is affecting the plants seemingly extends to living beings as well. Everyone who has had the misfortune of being in the area thus far seems to have come under a calming trance that would dull the senses of even the most ferocious monsters. So the East Wing is off limits until Mr. Flimp, our school gardener, is able to return the area to its previous state. And to think this would happen before the big scare. Count your curses that the annual event is still a few months out. If there is one thing I want each of you to take away from today, it is to be suspicious of everything you see. To not even trust your most loathed and dedicated enemies who have devoted their lives to your downfall. The superintendent may no longer be on the premises, but who is to say that some other doe-eyed do-gooder whose heart only knows peace will not traipse into your life and attempt to remove from you everything that makes you unique? This world does not take kindly to beings like us, and I can see no better demonstration than that of the events that have taken place over the last couple of days alone. Though I peer at you from this insipid container I call an office, and see the way your struggles unfold each day, there is very little I can do for you should the worst come to greet us. Students, the greatest lesson I can impart to you is to fend for yourselves like the world is against you, and you are all that stand between it and salvation. I have said all I can for now, so heed my warning, and have a wretched day, Siren Hills.
Good Morning, Siren Hills is an independent production written and produced by Kestrel Essen. The voice of the principal is Kestrel Essen. Music is taken from a variety of artists, each of which will be linked in the show notes. The intro song is Midnight Magic by Raphael Crux, and the music you are listening to right now is March of the Mind by Kevin MacLeod. Keep up to date with everything happening in the school by following the show on Twitter, Siren Hills Sings, and be the first to see when the next morning announcement is made public.